countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following.
Fresh.
And now, your host, Chris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Plumbing Sales Coach's The Fresh Approach. I'm CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, we have a special guest. Today, we have someone on here, just like you, owns a plumbing company. But as he's admitted already, he's got a little bit of ADHD, so he's taken on some more interest in the industry. He's created a Facebook group with over 36,000 members, and we're going to learn directly from him. We're going to hear from him on some of the key aspects, some of the key things that he had to do, that he's done, that he continues to do in order to grow his plumbing company. He admits that he, just like you, probably has seasons where it's difficult. In seasons where it's excelling, he runs into the same problems like everyone else, how to find good guys. But we're going to talk to him today and find out what are the elements that he's used. What are the different things that he's done? What are some of the things that he's done as it relates to growing his plumbing business? So I'm excited for you guys to hear that today. Don't have a lot of guests. We don't have a lot of people on our podcast. And so I think you guys should pay attention to what he has to say. And he knows a lot of the people that I've come across in the industry. And so I'm really excited to have him on here. Now, really quick before we dive into this, I want you guys to know we do have an ebook that you guys can get your hands on. It's completely free. Just go to theplumbingsalescoach.com, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, fill out the information, and then just simply throw in there. It says, what's your biggest problem or what's your issue right now? You can either request the ebook or you can request some information about a problem you're having, and we will help you out. All right. Today, we're going to cover three different areas as it relates to your plumbing business and specifically how it relates to Brian. We're going to get Brian on here now. And as Brian comes on, I want you guys just to listen to what he's saying. Think about all of the times, all of the situations you've been in with your plumbing business. If you're a plumber, you're a technician, you're someone who's actually out in the field, you're going to be able to relate to this as well, because the first thing that we're talking about directly applies to the plumbing and actually the plumber and what we do in the field. So, Brian, how you doing? Are you on here with us?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, Chris?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. So you're in you're in Florida. I almost said California. I was, for whatever reason, I think warm weather, and I'm in Indiana, so it's cold weather. So anywhere warm, I was just thinking you could be in Arizona for all I care at this point. You're just in warm weather.
Amen. Amen.
All right. You like
it. I don't know how you northerners do it. It's too cold for me.
Layers. Lots of layers. All right. So, Brian, you are quite – so we're just getting to know each other pretty quickly here. But, man, you have quite a thing going. You've got you had mentioned – and we didn't even mention this on the intro, but you help even other people – in your area, local other businesses, guys in the industry, maybe not even plumbing. I think you mentioned another restoration company you were helping out or something. And so you just love entrepreneurship. You love business. You love all of this stuff, it seems like. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the thrill of the chase and just really being able to see the backside of this thing and, you know, watching people go from, you know, working out of their houses or a small shop to just, you know, multiple guys in short periods of time is one of the coolest things to watch.
Oh, I bet. You've probably seen that happen quite a few times. You've done it with your own business. We see it happen even just in the program that we run here. Tons of businesses that get to go through that growth acceleration, whether it be rebranding and growing, and then all of a sudden attracting the right employees and that kind of a thing, because they look different, feel different, smell different, in some cases actually do smell different. And so it's fun. It is fun to watch that growth. I love that. Now, you have grown your own company. You currently have a company that has 7 technicians, roughly 10 employees. You guys are a 7-figure company. And I focus on that number. Look, if it's a million, 5 million, 10 million, that's great. But man, there are so many companies that struggle just surviving, just even right. paying the bills to get to that $1 million mark is a absolute kind of, it's a breakthrough. It's definitely the 4 minute mile for a lot of businesses. And that's really awesome. Let me ask you this. We talked a little bit early on. You've been doing this for a while. You've seen the decades. We've seen galvanized. We've seen copper. We've seen CPVC. And then we've seen PEX. And we've seen this. We've seen that. What is some of the newer technology that you're seeing right now that's pretty cool that maybe some plumbers out there haven't bought into or aren't aware of, owners aren't bought into it or aren't aware of, but it is actually something worth checking out?
Yeah. So, I mean, the good thing is, you know, backing up with the Plumbing Hacks group, you know, there's so much new technology that I never even knew was out there, just being in the South, you know, a plumber in the South, because, you know, we don't know a lot about baseboard heat, driveway. You know, you see a lot of these people putting in these ice melt systems in their driveway, stuff like that. So that group has kind of helped, you know, me and a lot of these other guys in the South that haven't seen a lot of this stuff. So, you know, it's been a great resource for us just to see what everybody else is doing out there in the industry. And, you know, some of the newest, coolest technology for us is, you know, it's a few years old now, but True Tankless, which is actually, it's a tankless electric water heater that has, basically you can hook it up from a 40 amp breaker all the way up to 280 amp breakers, all with the flip of a switch and a little bit of programming inside the unit. So it's one unit that will do multiple facets inside of our system. Good thing about down here, unlike up north, you know, our incoming water temperature usually doesn't get below 60 degrees. So our temporizers are a lot lower. So we're able to, you know, on a smaller house, put in a smaller demand so that they're not, you know, having to run a 200 amp service outside with seven breakers to run a tankless. So in probably 30 to 40% of our areas is gas. The rest of it is all only electric. So we don't have the luxury of having the gas. So it's definitely a great option for people that don't have access to gas or don't want to put a propane tank in their yard. But it's one of those things that, you know, when we do this little trade show every year called the Hacks Meet, and these guys came out. Eddie Drod is our local is the local rep over here. They're based out of Arizona. But he came in and showed us this thing, and we're like, there's no way this thing's going to work. And he's like, look, I'll give you a unit, let you try it. And it's got to be one of the coolest tankless I've ever seen, you know, so with what it does, how it works, all that.
True Tankless. And I learned about it in Newport Richey, which is just north of you. And I found Tom Shell Plumbing, and I was out there, and Tom was telling me about it. And I was like, man, that's crazy. You can't use electric tankless is up north. It just, you know, there's just not, it's like towing a boat with a four cylinder. You might be able to do it one day, you know, but then on day three, you're going to have a problem. And it's funny, it's true. And you mentioned Arizona. I always joke about those guys. They don't have water heaters. They have water coolers. The water comes in at 140 and then they got to take it down to 125. And it's true. You know, you don't have that rise. And that's one of the things I've seen traveling around the country and even up into Canada where, you know, imagine your freeze line. You have to bury a service line or a water main coming in 4 feet and four and a half feet, 5 feet. And that's what it's like up in Orangeville, Canada. And, you know, Indiana's 2.5 feet, I think, here in Indianapolis. And so it's different everywhere, right? Right. And that's what you're talking about. And that's what that group does. That's actually Plumbing Hacks and Plumbing Pro Discussions on Facebook. 36,000 members. You can request to be in that group if you just search them. They are picky, he says, so make sure that you let people know that you're a part of that. You're not in there to sell people stuff. You're in there to help the industry get better, and they'll let you in. And look, I'm all about that. Get in there, because you're gonna learn. You know, when I went down to, I'd heard of tunneling, but when I went to Texas, like, you see it. You see, you're like, okay, it's different. And in Indiana, the idea of tunneling, you can't wrap your mind around. Someone would be dead. And you can't even wrap your mind around that. And so it's fun to, it's really, really good advice to get into a group like that. All right. Now, backing up to the True Tankless, there's also some gas tanklesses out there we had mentioned before. And then what are some other things that you're seeing out there? You had mentioned Wi-Fi softeners. Tell me a little bit more about the Wi-Fi softeners.
Yeah, we have there's a new local company down here that's doing custom builds. And they actually, I can't remember the name of the head. We just started using them about 6 months ago.
Clack?
We've installed about 15. No, they're actually not Clacks. It's a different brand. It's it's almost like a hybrid between the Fleck and the Clack, but you can literally hook this thing up to your router in your house. And then every time you need service, or if there's an issue with the softener, it automatically sends us an email at the plumbing company, so we know there's an issue with your softener.
And that,
because we know,
I was going
to
say,
we know Mrs. Jones doesn't know that, hey, we got a problem. So how awesome is that to be able to say, hey, your softener's not working. Here's why. We're going to bring this by. We're going to buy this part. We'll bring it out to you. We'll get you fixed up.
I love it. And there's actually a lot of companies that will do that. So we have one here in Indiana called Aqua Systems. Actually, people are very familiar with Aqua Systems across the U.S., but they sell direct to consumer, but they actually sell another line, and that line goes to the local supply shops here, different name. And you can say, and they have those units. They have, and you can do this really in your city. If you start checking into the different companies that make these water softeners, you can find these companies that'll do this. They'll even white label them for you, which just simply means they'll put your company name on it. They'll put your whatever. You could literally be ABC Plumbing Water Systems, and and they'll put that right on there for you. It's pretty cool. And even in the display, when there's service needed, it'll put your company name and your phone number. And there's some really cool technology. There's also softeners out there that will talk to the customer when the power goes out, and then the power comes on. It has to be reset. The system will walk them through what buttons to push. I mean, there's just so much out there to offer with it when it regards to softeners. Are you familiar with like Flow by Moen and these other Wi-Fi? Obviously, you are.
Yeah. We actually, when the Finn product first came out, they actually brought us to out to Minnesota to actually be one of the beta testers for that product through Upinor. And it was, back then it was kind of hilarious because it looked like a big old lunchbox, and it's like, just to watch that technology, same thing. So we became an installer. The Flow, I do like the Flow. Again, it's one of those internet line things that, you know, and we try to stay, as most plumbing companies do. We want to try to keep as much white label or private label stuff as we can to, you know, just to stick out in our own market. So we do the Fins, like, just going out of style. We've tried them all, and Fin to me just seems to be the most, I guess I would say, user-friendly, and it looks super clean sitting there.
Yeah. Can you tell everybody what that company is?
So Fin is basically the same thing. It uses algorithms to detect leaks inside of a house. So it will literally, same thing. It does emails. It alerts you, lets you know that there's a leak in your house. You're able to shut the water off, everything from the control on your phone. And what it is, it's an Upinor product. Upinor had partnered with another manufacturer for, like, I forget the name of the company, but basically like wireless routers, all these different types of technologies. And they came out with this Fin program. And it's literally, you take the iPad to your fixtures, you program it in, you turn the faucet on and off so it can read the fixture, and it does it all based on algorithms. So if it sees a leak, it lets you know there's a leak in the system, and it'll actually pinpoint which faucet it is. So it's a pretty cool technology. I've installed a bunch of them, and I don't think I've had but maybe four that I have actually found leaks over the last couple of years. So it's a pretty cool, system. But, you know, I've got customers calling me, hey, I'm not sure if this thing's working or not. And I'm like, it is working, because you're not hearing anything from it. So be out there and test it. And they're like, oh, that shows the faucets open. And the lady, like, people just minds are blown, like, hey. But we did. So what got us into those is we actually did a big condo tower here in Tampa. CPVC, our, you know, the plumbing system, the plumbing industry's arch nemesis. They had about 16 different floods in a matter of about a year, and we were using the water cops and some other stuff, which are great because they shut the water off if they sense the leak, but usually by then it's too late. So, you know, it's usually flooded out the system or whatever. So these things, we started putting them in.
For those that are familiar with the flood stops back in the day, this is kind of 21st century. This is the next level. This is 2.0 update. This is what we need to stay up to date on. What worked yesterday isn't necessarily the best product anymore tomorrow. And that's where being in a group, being up to speed, read the magazines, stay up to follow the manufacturers. They're putting it out on social media, exactly all the new stuff that they're coming up with. Look, anybody that wants to really do this type of thing where they're getting better and better and better at knowing what the products are, getting better and better and better at being able to service their customer because they can give these customers better options, even up to date things like the Wi-Fi softeners, anything that's an upgrade that the customer is not going to find out about on their own, which is pretty much most of the plumbing. That is someone who's really wanting to be different, and you're wanting to grow a different company. You don't just want a plumbing company. You want to stand out in your community. You want to separate yourself. That's how you go from one truck to seven trucks. That's how you do these things. This also is what we talk about on the show when we talk about being a part of the Fresh Force. People that are just followers of the show, followers of the message that we have here, and they desire to serve their community. They want to go out there and take their knowledge and their expertise and help out their community with plumbing. That's what we talk about. All right, look, the second thing that I want to dive into with you is having the product knowledge is important. Having all of the, you know, staying up to speed on the different things plumbing wise. Like, I know that right now people can't see you, but I can, and you're wearing a No Dig hat, Trenchless Marketing's No Dig TV. Now that No Dig hat represents an entire line of services that are out there. And so this is the kind of thing where people are still digging up yards and replacing sewer lines, and they have no idea about lining. They have no idea about trenchless. They have no idea about all these different options that might be out there for the customer. Now, once we know all these things, that's great, but we still got to do it all by ourselves. And so we had to, you had to hire some people. You know, I know you said you have up to almost 10 employees now. You have seven technicians. You know, you didn't get to seven overnight. So what, was there kind of walk us through some of the earlier days. Were there times where you felt like, man, I'm never going to find one guy. I'm never going to get past three guys. Like, what was that like early on?
Yeah. So I'll kind of give you a backstory. So I've been in the industry since 1999. We had probably one of the most influential mentors growing up in the trades. His name is Dave Fehrenbach. He passed away in 2010 from stage four colon and liver cancer. But he was the most passionate guy when it came to the plumbing industry. His dad was a plumber. His grandfather was a plumber. You know, he had been plumbing since he was like 8 years old. You know, he was doing prisons when he was 15. Like, that's how crazy this guy was. I don't think there was a, you know, in my own personal eyes, you know, again, it's a jaded perspective, but there wasn't a guy that was more in tune with the industry than Dave Fehrenbach was. And we had the luxury of working under him. And that was one thing he always taught us was, you know, and you said it earlier in our sidebar conversation, you know, don't ever think there's not people out there. You just don't know where, you don't know where to look. If you can't find them, you just don't know where to look. And ironically, I came out of the tire industry. I was a regional tire sales manager for Tire Kingdom until I was 19 years old. And they said, hey, listen, you're making way too much money and you're way too young to be doing the job you're doing. And, you know, we're going to put you back as a store manager. And I was like, no way. So Dave, my best friend G at the time was a plumber for Dave. And he's like, hey, come help me dig this sewer for $200. We were down like 3 hours. I'm like, so I made just $200 in 3 hours. I'm sold. How do I get
everybody
get
some plumbing like that? Come help me do this for, I'll throw you $25 an hour. You're like, what? I make 15 at Wendy's. I make $7.75 an hour at Wendy's.
But yeah, he came in and he was like, hey, listen, you've got a great customer service attitude. He's like, if you teach my guys the customer service aspect, I'll teach you a trade, and it's something you'll never forget. And I haven't. And at that time, we had what we called the dream team. There was seven, same thing, about seven guys. Every one of those guys now, circa 20 years later, two of them are business partners at another company. One of them is running a 250 technician shop. I've got my own company. One of the other guys he switched over to AC, and he has his own AC company. And the other guy is he's actually went to Walmart as a GM making, you know, $300,000 a year. So every one of those guys are now extremely successful. So, and that goes back to, you know, finding the right people and, you know, a lot of referral based stuff. And, you know, coming into this industry, as we all know, and here's what's crazy. So I run a Facebook group with 36,000 people, and I can't get one person off the Facebook group to even give me a chance to talk to me about working for me. But I've got 100 other of my buddies out here that are like, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? Or we're helping each other out, you know, constantly. And then when one of them gets disgruntled with their buddy, the next thing you know, they're calling me. So I'm calling my buddy up and saying, hey, bro, this your guy is a little upset with you right now. He wants to come work for me. You might want to talk to him. You know, that's just because I'm a nice guy. And it's like, I'm not one to want to steal, especially guys that I'm friends with. I'm not going to take their employees. You know what I mean? I'm going to say, hey, your guy's not happy. You know, you might want to handle that. But there's a ton of people out there. It's just a matter of finding the right guys. And it is a billion-dollar question. If somebody could find the right answer to just get people to come pouring over to you, and we've done it all, just like most people, you know, hey, you know, $5,000 sign-on bonuses. You know, we are paying top money in the industry for our area. You know, I don't have a guy that makes less than $100,000 a year, which is in Florida is pretty high. But it's just,
you kind of bring up a good point. You've done it all, right? Like, and so is everyone else. And that's the thing. So these guys are out there and they're seeing, you know, Brian say, I'll give you a $5,000 signing bonus. And then this other company says, I'll give you $5,000. And then this other company, I'll give you. And here's the thing. A lot of companies out there don't have the best intentions. It is what it is. But some of these owners out there are greedy. And there's a lot of fine print that goes along with these bonuses and these things. And so the guy goes and gets excited. He buys the first thing out of the back of the truck off the street that he thinks he's getting a heck of a deal on. And then he becomes a little bit smarter and a little bit smarter and a little bit smarter. And he doesn't trust the sales pitch out of the van in the parking lot anymore. Just like he doesn't trust the offer that he's reading on the internet anymore. You can't keep doing, and you learned this, right? You can't keep doing what everyone else is doing, expecting it to work. It's going to become just like anything else. If everybody advertises on billboards, eventually customers are going to get numb to that. If everyone's advertising on radios, people are going to get numb to that, and so forth and so on. It's interesting to me is that I've always found success in finding guys, not by going out and getting them, but by attracting them. And so when your guys are driving around in the nicer vehicles and the nicer trucks, and they look clean on job to job, when they go to the supply shop, they don't look worn down. Like they were up all night doing on call and then they had to get up and then their AC doesn't work. And then it's super hot out. And then they're sweating like a, you know what I'm saying? Like that's, and then you put out, I'll give you the world. And people are like, yeah, right. I see how you treat Steve every time he comes to the supply shop. And yeah. You know, it's a smaller world than we think sometimes. So,
oh yeah,
it's hard to get guys. But more than that, it's hard to, it can be hard to fish if you're not doing it right. And, they're still fishing that lake though, regardless. And they're going to eat every once in a while. All right. I want people to, if you guys want to learn, this is the stuff we talk about in the coaching program all the time. If you guys want to learn more about this stuff, you want the ebook, you just want help. You feel like, man, I want what Brian's got. I want to be able to go grow my company. I want the information. I want to know how to do this thing. Go to our website, fill out the information form, and one of our growth strategy experts will reach out to you and we'll give you what you need to be able to be successful. Now, sometimes that requires you to apply this information. And sometimes that requires us to dig a little bit deeper into your business. Either way, reach out to us, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Here's the thing. You're going to basically get your life back because a lot of you are spinning your wheels. You're not maximizing what you have. And I promise you this, we can raise your ticket averages and we can raise your conversion rates and we can get you profitable. That's the most important thing. All right, let's get back to this final point because there's, you got to know your stuff. Basically, we talked about that point one. You got to know what's up to speed. You can't be the guy out there that's still running around with that old Dream drum machine and you're popping drains open for $99. That might have been a good thing at one point, but it's not anymore. And it's not really even in the best interest of the customer because I can't tell you, Brian, how many times I've gone behind where I go to a customer's house and I look, how much is it to run the drain machine? And I tell them and they're like, oh, that's crazy. I've been getting this done every 6 months for the last 4 years. And then they didn't, I stopped listening because now they're about to tell me what they've been paying for the last whatever. But all I hear is, wait a minute, what? That's not normal. Why are you getting this done so often? And it's because someone offered them an $89, $99, $149 quick fix. And no one's ever educated this person on what's actually happening in this line and yada, yada, yada. Well, if you don't know about jetters, if you don't know about cameras, if you don't know about these things, then you can't offer them. And so that's so essential. Right. Now we get employees in the building. And sometimes it feels like we're never going to get employees in the building. I know everyone's feeling that way right now. Everyone always feels that way. And then there's other times you're like, everyone wants to work for me. And then you're like, all right, wait, where were those guys at that wanted to work for me? Because I need them. And then it's like, you know, there's seasons. Everyone wants you to do work and you're booked out for 3 days. And then all of a sudden the phone's not, you know, it's like, what, hello? Anyone there? Mm-hmm. All right. You get to this point to where you're growing. You've got 7 guys on the team right now. You're generating 7 figures or more in your business, which I always stop right there because it's, to me, it's not important. 100 million, 50 million, 10 million. You get over a million, that by itself is a feat. Okay, that's the 4 minute mile in business. You're over $1 million. You're out there doing it. You've got this plumbing group that you're staying. You're keeping yourself educated on. You're keeping other people educated on. What do you think? What for you? What's the next step? What is your next foreseeable? Where do you want to go with this as the road kind of gets paved right in front of your very eyes?
Well, we've switched our whole culture up. And one of the things that we're doing now is, you know, going back to your touch. And I do want to touch on this. People out there that are afraid to, or don't see the value in a coach. Let me tell you 150 times, you have to have somebody to hold you accountable. That is the most important thing out there, especially if you don't have a business partner like me. I'm lucky. I got the best business partner in the world. We're great friends, but that switch goes off when we hit the door. Like, we're buddies outside of it, but it's strictly business. How are we going to grow this thing? We're going to do it. Granted, I put a lot of pressure on him because he runs the day to day, and I'm kind of more the cushion guy. You know, hey, what do we do about this? You know, I'm the idea guy. Let's stick it, throw it, and stick it. But we have a business coach, and it is the most helpful thing because there's a third party person that is holding us accountable to make sure we're doing what we're doing. And when we switched our culture up this year, that was the one big thing we said. We were like, listen, we want to get to 10 guys, and that's it. We're done at 10. We're not going to go anymore. Reason why is because we want to be able to tell, you know, basically make those 10 guys as successful as we can, give them all the tools in their toolbox, and let them be the best at what they're doing. So our new focus is, you know, brand spanking new trucks, you know, within the next 6-8 months. Obviously, COVID didn't help that because we do 50-50. We're half residential, half commercial. Our commercial business completely shut down because we do a lot of bar and restaurant work. So when COVID hit, we were like scrambling, like, oh, what do we do? The only good thing was is that our residential picked up. So thank God for being diversified. And that's one thing I would recommend to people. At least have a little bit of diversity. If you're doing full residential, pick up a couple small commercial shots because you never know when that's going to help you out. But big advice, follow the business coach, get somebody to help you grow your business and have a plan. I see so many people who come into this thing and don't have a plan on what they're going to do. They don't put things on paper and they don't stick to them. And then they get complacent. And that is one thing that Jeff and I are completely against. There's no such thing as complacency. You know, as soon as you start getting complacent, you're like, oh man, we lost Mrs. Jones, or we're down 15% this month. I don't understand what happened, because you're not constantly diversifying what you're doing. And I think that's a huge thing where, you know, especially like your style, I watch all your podcasts and everything that you do. And you know, you're touching on a lot of the things that the other guys aren't. You know, there's so many people out there that are doing it for the money. And then there's people that are doing it for the passion. And you're one of those guys that do it for the passion. The money comes if you're passionate about what you do. And I truly, truly believe that. And Jeff and I have really kind of stepped more into that role. We get our guys to be more passionate. We're trying not to kill them. You know, our guys are working about 45 to 50 hours a week at the most. If they work overnight, they're coming in late the next day. Like, we take care of our people. And that's the one huge thing we're focusing on this year is just culture, culture, culture.
You just said it. That's the magic right there. That idea of taking care of your guys, because that's what's going to want other people's going to want to work there. I was watching church growth. I'm a believer and I go to church, and I've been to a lot of churches, and I've like, man, it seems like the pastors that are focused on growing the church don't grow. They might get some people in there, but it's not the right setting. But the pastors that focus on serving the congregation, those are the ones that the church just grows, like, organically. It just does. You can't kick people out. And this is relationship. This is people. We have a saying here: to be a service expert, you know, you serve your community, serve your customer, and serve your company. And one relationship is all it takes. You said one relationship. You were talking about Dave and how that changed your world. And it's changed some other guys' worlds as well. You mentioned those other guys. So all that stuff is so powerful. Go back and listen to everything he said. And as far as a coach, I would say this, you know, I don't think that I can help people because I'm more successful. It's honestly because I've failed probably more. And so I learned the hard way. And the other thing too, is a coach isn't living in the weeds. They're typically flying over it and taking a quick snapshot and going, oh, hey, there's a little bit of supply over to the right. I don't know if you guys realize this, but about 4 feet to your right, there's water. And you're out there dehydrated in the cornfield going, where's the water? I'm dying out here. And it's like, oh, it's just 4 feet to your right. But you're so far in the weeds, you don't remember how you got there, and you can't see the water. And so coaches aren't necessarily more successful or smarter or any of that. It's honestly just we're taking a different perspective because we're looking at it from a different angle, and we failed enough to know better. We just know, oh, there's water out there. Trust me. There is. I know there is. So, all right. I appreciate what you said, and I really appreciate what you do. I think this group is something that people should check into. Plumbing Hacks and Plumbing Pro Discussions. This is exactly what it is. It's pros getting together and discussing their trade. Plumbing is a trade that's ever evolving. I will say it's always been evolving. We haven't really thought of it that way. I've met too many 30 and 40 year master plumbers who are still doing it like they did it in the 80s, but it is never evolving. And then it's even more ever evolving. If you go back to my shows in 2018, 2019, I talked about 2020 being the year where plumbing starts to catch up Wi-Fi and all this different stuff and service, and you're seeing it. So now not only are we an ever evolving trade, but now we're trying to play catch up. So you're seeing all this technology hit our trade at once, all this Wi-Fi stuff. So stay up to date on that. With that, there's going to be some junk products to slide in, like Quick Connects and Quest Pipe, and even, you know, I try not to call too many companies out when I'm doing this, but there are some slicksters, like the, I think it was called the Magna Block or something, not the Magna Block, but the, what was that? Dang it, we never use them. The coils you could wrap around and break up the sediment. I'm just not a big fan of that junk stuff, the electrical shock to the line. Anyways, bottom line is pay attention, stay up to date, and bring these questions into these groups and say, hey, guys, what do you think about this? Hey, for you in the South, how does this work? Hey, I've been hearing about this electric tankless. Will this work up in Minnesota? And like, no, still won't work in Minnesota, but they're getting there. They're getting closer. So it's everything below the Mason-Dixon line, but that's about it on the
right. Electric tankless.
All right, Brian, I appreciate your time, man. I know you got to be busy with a shop, with seven guys, and with running a Facebook group. I do appreciate you hopping on here with me. By the way, for everyone interested, he is doing this during the morning work day. So this was recorded during the morning work day, right in the slap happiness of his busiest part of the day. I appreciate you, man. Any last things you want to shout out to the world?
If you want to, you know, get some great information, definitely follow the Plumbing Hash group. You know, we're about 2.5 million views a month. There's over 300,000 posts, likes, and comments. So I mean, it's very valuable information, and you know, join your local trade associations. That's another big thing that I would love to tell everybody, you know, PHEC, ABC, yes. I don't care what it is. Get involved, man. Amen. That's the power of numbers. That's all it is.
Amen. Know? Preach it. Get involved in all those things. Chamber of Commerce. I know don't get involved in them because you think they're going to generate leads. Get involved in them because it's going to cement you in the industry. Also, just so everyone knows while we're on the topic, some of those things, man, they give you what they call backlinks on your Google, my business profile pages, and it solidifies you on Google as well. But anyways, for another time, another day. All right, Brian, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Have a great one.
Hey, you too. Hey, listen, folks, what he said was powerful. I mean, very powerful, easy to follow. Go on the group, get on the group, and pay attention to what other guys are doing in your trade. You don't have to listen and do what everyone's saying, but you can definitely be open-minded and hear it out and see if maybe it's a good fit for you. Also, you know, No Dig TV kind of came up. That's another place, Trenchless Marketing. I think they have a website where you can get information on the trades. Get involved in your trade. Fall in love with your trade. Be passionate about your trade. Take that trade out to the world and serve your community. If you want to know how to do this at the level that the big dogs are doing it, if you want to make big money the right way, as we say, meaning money you can make that you can put in the bank and then you can go to bed at night and sleep well knowing that you did it the right way. That's what we're talking about. When you do it that way, and as Brian said, when you pour into your guys, what happens is you pour into your community and things become a little more scalable, a little more duplicatable, a little bit simpler, not easy, but simpler. And so if you want to learn more about that, get on www.theplumbingsalescoach.com and fill out that form, no strings attached, get some information. You might even get some free coaching because we're passionate here. We want to help. All right, guys, listen, if there's anything that you have and you want to request info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, make sure you like, subscribe, follow our podcast, and our Facebook page, and our YouTube page, and our Instagram page, and our, I don't think we do any of the other social medias. We don't have like a Snap Twitter, or a face back. I don't know what they're called. All right, guys, let's go. Have a great day. Remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh.